ॐ जननीं शारदाहं देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. वी आर् स्टडियिङ्ग् दि यक्षप्रश्नास् इन् अवर् लास्ट् क्लास्. यक्ष आस्क्ड् वाट् ईस् दि मीनिङ्ग् आफ् ए ह्यूमन् बीङ्ग् who desires to be called a real human being. In that context, I had quoted a beautiful Bengali song, Ma Amader Manush Guru Ei Binati Oi Ranga Pai by Swami Chandikanandaji. But no one has defined man better than Swamiji, Swami Vivekananda, at the very parliament of religions, as if he was awakening, arise awake and stop not till you know who you are. A great rishi had initiated more than thousands of people so that the message will spread all over the world. What did he? How did he initiate them? Shrinvantu Vishve अमृतस्य पुत्राः आये धामानि दिव्यानि तस्थु वेदाहमेतं पुरुषं महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णं तमसः परस्तात् तमेव विदित्वा अतिमृत्युमेति नान्यः पन्था विद्यते अयनाय. हियर् ये चिल्ड्रन् आफ् इमोर्टल् ब्लिस् ईवन् ये दट् रिसैड् इन् हयर् स्पियर्स्, I have realized the Ancient One who is beyond all darkness, all delusion. Knowing Him alone, you shall be saved from death over again. Swamiji further, he quotes in pure, beautiful English language, Children of Immortal Bliss, what a sweet, what a hopeful name. Allow me to call you brethren by that sweet name, heirs of immortal bliss. Ye, the Hindu refuses to call you sinners. You are the children of God, the sharers of immortal bliss, holy and perfect beings. Ye, the divinities on earth. Sinners, it is a sin to call a man so. It is a standing libel on human nature. Come up, O lions, and shake off the delusion that you are sheep. You are souls immortal, spirits free, blessed and eternal. And scattered here and there are these Upanishadic words. What are Upanishadic words? That which awakens and liberates a man, that is called Upanishadic words. Swamiji says, this human body is the greatest body in the universe, and a human being is the greatest being. Man is higher than all animals, higher than all angels. None is greater than man. Even the gods, angels, devas will have to come down again and attain to perfection through a human body. Man alone attains to perfection, not even the devas. Then he enters into raptures. No books, no scriptures, no science can ever imagine the glory of the self that appears as man, the most glorious God that ever was, the only God that ever existed, exists, or ever will exist. No books, no scriptures. Ye are the children of God, the sharers of immortal bliss. This human body is the greatest body in the universe, and a human being the greatest being on earth. Man is higher than all animals. None is greater than man. Why? Even the devas will have to come down again and attain to perfection only through a human body. Man alone attains to perfection, not even the devas. So, that was the reply that Yudhishthira gave. What was the reply? Divam spruṣati bhūmiṃ ca śabdaḥ पुण्येन कर्मणः यावत् स शब्दः भवति तावत् पुरुषः उच्यते. युधिष्ठिर वाज रिप्लाइंग टू यक्षास प्रश्नास, हु इज अ रियली अ मैन? द रिपोर्ट ऑफ वन्स गुड एक्शंस रीचेस हेवन एंड स्प्रेड्स ऑल ओवर द अर्थ. एज लॉन्ग एज दैट रिपोर्ट लास्ट, सो लॉन्ग इज ए पर्सन ए ट्रू मैन. इन अदर वर्ड्स, he is a man who identifies himself with everybody and who is a embodiment of morality, because a realized soul is one. He doesn't make the slightest difference. I have earlier mentioned four qualities, characteristics of a realized soul. First of all, he is always happy, and personally, even if he is in difficulties, so long as there is one human being or one being on earth which is happy, he is very happy, because he is everything. Second, he loves everything. There is nothing which he hates, because he knows, I am the other one. This is called morality. This was how Swami Vivekananda had defined morality. What is morality? It is identifying oneself with the others. This has been put so beautifully in English language. Put yourself in the shoes of the other man. Then you know where the shoe pinches, where a person is happy. That means complete identification. This characteristic is seen in every realized soul. Third characteristic, he treats everybody with equal concern. Perhaps this has not been exhibited by anybody as graphically as we find it in the life of Ramana Maharshi. He used to distribute anything that comes, whether they are monkeys, birds, cows, anything that is there, everybody must get equal share of it. So that is the a person treats. Holy Mother's wonderful statement, to me, for me, my son Sharat and my son Amjad. For me, both of them are my children. Equally true. This is the third characteristic. Fourth, a person is ever ready to give up even life if necessary. That means he will share. He will care, he will share, he is sympathetic, irrespective of who that being is, whether it is an animal or not. We see in the mythologies something very wonderful. There was the story of Shibi Chakravarti, who was prepared to give his own flesh for a kite, which was testing, of course, him, because he had given the word, I will save you, to a pigeon. This kind of stories we get everywhere. So these are the beautiful four characteristics of a realized soul, and he is a man who exhibits gradually, who is striving to progress in spiritual life. And progress in spiritual life is measured only in these qualities. Many times I have mentioned in my past classes, the definition of God is Sat, Chit and Ananda. So what is spiritual progress? Moving nearer to God. What is moving nearer to God? Approaching Sat, approaching Chit, approaching Ananda. The more a person advances in spiritual life, the nearer he will be to Ananda, to wisdom and to health, physical as well as mental. Sat, Chit and Ananda. So such is the real human being, real Purusha. And it is so rational, because even the wickedest person, evil most person on earth, he also wants to be healthy. He also wants to have only joy. He also wants to have right knowledge. Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amrutangamaya. This is the unvarying universal prayer ever since creation, whether it is expressed in the form of sound or not, language or not. Every creature, even an insect, doesn't want to die, doesn't want to be unhappy, doesn't want to be ignorant. This is the universal prayer. So, a person who consciously strives to approach Sat, Chit and Ananda, he is a real Purusha. This was the reply given by Yudhishthira. But there is something very wonderful is there. We have to understand this, and this is the last question Yaksha asks. So, Yaksha is asking, indicating that my questions are coming to an end. Vyakhyataha metvaya prashnaha yatha tathyam parantapa purushantu idanim vyakhyahi yascha sarvadhani naraha. Yaksha said, you have, O repressor of force, truly answered all my questions. Tell us now, who is truly a man, and which man is truly possessing every kind of wealth? So, the first question, who is a man, we have discussed so far. Now, in this class, we are going to wrap up the whole thing by discussing, studying the answer given to the second question in this verse. Purushantu idanim vyakhyahi. Tell us in detail about that Purusha, man. What type of man are you asking? Yascha sarvadhani naraha. He who is the wealthiest man in this world. He who is the most wealthy person. He who possesses all the incomparable wealth. So much that nobody else can be compared to him. That was the question. Now look at this beautiful answer, intriguing answer, wise answer Yudhishthira is going to give here. Usually, as soon as we come to this kind of questions, we have got this idea in our mind. Dhani, dhani means a person who is possessing wealth. How much wrong we can be. Wealth is not money, wealth is not possessions. This was what Eric Fromm was striving to tell us in his beautiful book, To Be or To Have. Most of us are in the mode of having mode of life. I want this, I have that. Including, he makes fun that I have the best psychiatrist. Who is treating me? Who requires the best psychiatrist? The worst mentally sick person only requires the best psychiatrist. Who requires the best surgeon? He who needs to be operated upon under the worst conditions, such a person alone requires the most expert surgeon. A psychiatrist is none other than a great surgeon, but mental surgeon. So, here is giving, who, dhana means happiness. Simple meaning of dhana means happiness. Sometimes, many times, I mentioned, everybody wants, prays and meditates and sings about Lakshmi. What is Lakshmi? Lakshmi means wealth, money, usually money, possessions, power, position. I told you, that is not the primary meaning. Primary meaning is happiness. O Mother Lakshmi, let me be in whatever condition. I want to be happy. That is the most important prayer. Because if a person has everything but doesn't have health, doesn't have wisdom, and doesn't have happiness, what good all the things that he has, what good is it going to tell him? It was a funny story. That once a jinn or a divine being has appeared to a man and apparently was pleased with that person. So he asked him, I want to give you a boon. Now I will give you some choices. Do you want money? Do you want long life? Or do you want power, position, name and fame? Or do you want death? The man thought, what is this foolish fellow talking to me? Who wants death? But what I want is, if a man possesses everything, if he possesses wealth. So he said, give me immeasurable wealth. And the Deva replied, yes, granted. So the man found himself not lacking at all. Very soon he became bored, tired, because he need not work. Whatever he wants, it just comes to him like Midas. But a person can never be happy. You know, when a person can be happy, when a person can forget himself, he is the happiest person. That is why in this state of sushupti, deep sleep, we forget everything. That means there is nobody, no second person, no dvaitam, no duality. And that is when we are most happy. There is neither sukha, dukkha, but a tremendous, indescribable peace steals over everybody. And everybody longs. If you suddenly go and awake, try to awaken that person, he will get very annoyed. And given a choice, a person wants to be, forget, have this sleep as much time as possible. So we are all working as a saint sage had said, that the whole day we are working so that we can sleep so blissfully. So the man got tired and then he said, oh divine being, I committed a mistake. Can I have choose another one? Forget about this. Again the divine being said, yes, I am available. What do you want? This time he said, I want to live a long time. And then he was granted. But days, years, months, days, hours, minutes, becoming boring and boring and even still more boring. He knows he is not going to die. But how is he going to spend his time? He never learned how to spend time. So he got bored. Again, he became very miserable. Again he prayed, give me another chance. Again the divine one appeared and said, okay, this time what do you want? A person who has got all the power on earth, all the power and position, name and fame, that person seemed to be the happiest person. And then the jinn came and he was granted and he found himself the unrivaled emperor of this land. And everybody respected him, everybody honored him, everybody was praising him, and he has his words, even unexpressed wishes, became the commandments, and they all know what he likes. But after some time, he was extremely miserable. Then he understood wealth, long life, power and position, they are not the solution to a fulfillment of life. Immediately he prayed, oh Lord, I committed all the mistakes. You were so gracious. Please let me choose this time. Last, give me last chance. And the divine being graciously appeared. And he was asked, what do you want? I want death. Everybody wants death. And then he was given his beloved wish was fulfilled. What does it mean? Is this a cock and bull story? Is it a parable? Yes, it is a parable. Is it a story with deep meaning? Yes, it is a story with deep meaning. So what is it that this person really, really is seeking? Say, nobody of course wants death. This person was very wise. He experimented with life in all other ways. And he knew they are absolutely irrelevant to life. But as Ramakrishna says, that any number of zeros will be valueless unless the one is put forward. Now this man understood. What is it? That how to love death. If I can love death, If I can welcome death joyously, I am a conqueror of death. I am the king of death. And then that was what the wisdom was given. I am deathless. Only a person who knows I am deathless, only he can face death and laugh at it any number of times and say, what can you do to me? Oh, I can kill you. What can kill you? You can at best take away the body, take away the mind. But I have already given up those things mentally, spiritually. I have no attachment to the body and mind. I know Shivoham, Shivoham. What can death do? It bent its head and went away. That is why Shiva. Shiva means auspicious knowledge. Shiva Jnanam. That is why he is called Mrityunjaya. That is why anybody who is frightened of death, either through disease or approaching death, they are asked to chant that most powerful Mahamrityunjaya mantra. Triyambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivarthanam urvarukameva bandhanat mukto mukshiya mamrutat. So, this is the ultimate reality. So, coming back to our question, who is all possessor? Who is the richest man? A person who doesn't possess anything. Akinchananam prathamaha, the foremost among those who possess nothing, kinchana, not even this much is there. Shukadeva, he doesn't even possess clothes, but he roams happily. Then such a person, how is he? He is ever merged in Brahmananda. He is enjoying Brahmananda. How does he enjoy him? Taittiriya Upanishad comes to our rescue, but I will come to that point soon. So, what did Yudhishthira say to this question? Yascha sarvadhani naraha, who is the wealthiest person on earth? And this is most marvelous answer Yudhishthira gives. Tulye priya priye yasya sukadukhe tathaivacha atita anagatecha ubhe savai sarvadhani naraha. To whom? Priya and apriya, agreeable and disagreeable. Sukha and dukkha, happiness and unhappiness, weal and woe, tatha atita anagate, the past and the future. Past, I was so happy. Future, I do not see any hope. But to this person, they are absolutely the same. That means he is a atmagna purusha. Such a person is said to be possess every kind of wealth. Again, as I said, here wealth means happiness, is always happy. Welcome life, welcome death, welcome pleasure, welcome pain, welcome youth, welcome old age, welcome health, welcome disease, welcome poverty, illiteracy. Even if his throat is being cut, he will laugh at the face because he knows I am the Atman. This is the answer given by Yudhishthira. Now we see how this answer has been echoing throughout the Bhagavad Gita in so many chapters, but especially in chapter 2 and chapter 12. I hope you remember, because we have gone through these Bhagavad Gita chapters. Matras Parshast Kavanteya Sitoshna Sukha Dukkhadaha Agama Paino Anityaha Tan Titikshasva Bharata. Kaunteya, Arjuna, Sita and Ushna, cold and heat, sukha and dukkha, pleasure and pain, happiness and unhappiness. Matra is there just indriya anubhuti, sparshastu. So some beautiful form is there. If you don't see, you don't experience it. Beautiful fragrance. If your nose is filled, you will not be able to smell it. You won't be able to hear beautiful sounds. These are called matra sparshastu, that is, the touches brought by the sense organs. Matra means that we sense organs. Why are they sense organs? Because they are limited. They can only admit so much of information through them. These are the, what is their nature? They are anityaha. they are completely ephemeral. Agamaha apayinaha, they come and whatever comes they will go. Ayaram gayaram tan titikshasva bharataha. So with this knowledge you forbear them. Not that the person doesn't feel it. We should never commit such a horrendous mistake. Even a jivan mukta, if it is terribly hot, it is hot. If it is cold, it is cold. If it is hungry, it is hungry. If it is thirsty, it is thirsty. The body is subject to all the shadvikaras for the body. But he has that wisdom, that knowledge. I am not the body, I am not the mind. But so long as they are identified with the body, they will have to experience both pleasure and pain. I am just giving a small example. Suppose it is terribly cold and somebody brings a hot water bag, and whichever part of the body is touched by that hot water bag, he feels pleasure. Rest of the body, it is experiencing severe cold, intense cold. So, even a jivan mukta cannot escape to be what is called experience these dualities. But then, what does he do? He knows this is a temporary something like that. Therefore, he says, Yamena vyathayantyate purusham samadukha sukham dhiram saha amrutatvaya kalpate. That person whom these do not really move his mind, doesn't make his mind happy or unhappy, doesn't make his mind restless, shaky. Oh, great person, oh Arjuna, sama dukha sukham. For him, welcome sukha, welcome dukha. Such a person is called dhira. Dhi means his buddhi. Dhi means buddhi. His buddhi, his understanding, his wisdom is absolutely fixed. I know what it is. When a person reaches that stage, he becomes fit to attain Atma-jnana by the grace of Guru and Gods and Scripture. There is Saha Amrutatvaya Kalpati. So Arjuna, in the 12th chapter called Bhakti Yoga, the Lord is telling, so these are the qualities that every God seeker who is seeking to realize God must develop. Then only his mind will be purified, and then in that purified mind, the reflection of Atma-jnana just flashes. Anapekshaha, doesn't expect anything. Shuchihi, pure. Dakshaha, very, very capable, skillful. Udasinaha, is not attached to anything, absolutely indifferent. Gatavyadha, filled with joy. That means he doesn't grieve. Sarva arambha parityagi, he never determines, I have to do this, or he never regrets, oh, I should have done that. Such a person who is filled with this, shubha ashubha parityagi, yo madbhaktaha same priyaha, yo na hrishyati, he never rejoices, nadveshti, doesn't hate when unpleasant things come into contact with him, nashochati, doesn't suffer, nakangshati, doesn't desire, oh, let it disappear as soon as possible. Shubha, ashubha, parityagi. He is indifferent to both what is auspicious and inauspicious. Such a devotee, same priyaha. Sama sitrauca mitrecha. He has no enemies, he has no friends. Both should be there. So such a person is equal, samadrishti. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shunichaiva shvapakecha panditaha samadarshinaha. So his attitude is, this person is also God. He is playing the role of enemy in the drama. Whole life is a drama. This person is given the role of a friend. This person, this event is giving, they are honoring me in this drama. They are dishonoring me in this drama. Sita, Ushna, Sukha, Dukha. Samaha, Sangha, Vivarjita. He is equally indifferent to everything, but it doesn't mean he is sleeping. His mind is continuously fixed இன் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். துல்லியனிந்தா ஸ்துதி மௌனி சந்துஷ்ட ஏனகேனசித் அனிகேத ஸ்திரமதி பக்திமான் மே பிரியோனர். சச் எ டிவோட்டி இஸ் வெரி வெரி டியர் டு மீ. வை டியர்? டஸ் காட் ஆல்சோ ஹாவ் பீப்புள் ஃபார் ஹூம் தே ஆர் வெரி வெரி டியர் அண்ட் க்ளோஸ் அண்ட் சம் பீப்புள் நோ? தி பர்சன்ஸ் ஹூ கீப் தெம்செல்ஸ் அட் எ டிஸ்டன்ஸ் பை நாட் ஹேவிங் ரைட் நாலெட்ஜ், ரைட் ஆட்டிடியூட், ரைட் குவாலிட்டிஸ், ரைட் கேரக்டரிஸ்டிக்ஸ். இட் இஸ் வி ஹூ கீப் காட் அவே ஃப்ரம் அஸ். தட் இஸ் வை சுவாமி விவேகானந்தா மேட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் டெஃபினேஷன். வி ஹாவ் டு பி தார்மிக், வி ஷுட் கிவ் அப் அதர்மா. வை? அண்ட் பிகாஸ் வாட் இஸ் தர்மா? தட் விச் ஸ்லோலி பிரிங்ஸ் அஸ் அண்ட் மேக்ஸ் அஸ் யுனைட் வித் காட், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் தர்மா. அண்ட் தட் விச் செப்பரேட்ஸ் அஸ் ஃப்ரம் காட், கீப்ஸ் அஸ் அவே ஃப்ரம் காட், டேக்ஸ் அஸ் ஃபர்தர் ஃப்ரம் காட், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அதர்மா. ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் தி குவாலிட்டிஸ் யுதிஷ்டிர வாஸ் டெல்லிங் தட் சச் எ பர்சன் ஹூஸ் மைண்ட் ஹஸ் பிகம் ட்ராங்க்வில். ஹவு டிட் இட் பிகம் ட்ராங்க்வில்? பிகாஸ் ஹீ குட் சி டிவினிட்டி இன் எவ்ரி திங், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் எ க்ரோன் அப் பர்சன் சீஸ் திஸ் ஸ்வீட் விச் இஸ் தி ஹார்ஸ் ஹெட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ மேட் அப் ஆஃப் சுகர், அனதர் ஸ்வீட், அனதர் கலர், பட் மேட் அப் ஆஃப் ஈக்குவலி தி சேம் ஸ்வீட். யூனோ திவாலி டைம் தி மெல்ட் சுகர் அண்ட் போர் இட் இன் எ மவுல்டு, ஒன் கம்ஸ் எஸ் எ ஹார்ஸ் ஹெட், அனதர் எஸ் எ காங்க், அனதர் எஸ் எ சரியட், எட்ஸெட்ரா எட்ஸெட்ரா. அவுட் சைட் தே லுக் டிஃபரெண்ட் பட் தேர் தி மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி தி சேம் மெட்டீரியல். ஸோ எ பர்சன் ஹூஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் எக்வானிமஸ் அட் ஆல் டைம்ஸ், ஹீ இஸ் எவர் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் இன் யோகா, சச் எ பர்சன் இஸ் சர்வதனி, இஸ் பொசெஸ்டு. What does it mean, Sarvadhani? I mentioned it to you. Dhana means here happiness. Sarvadhani means Sarvananda. Sarvananda means he is having Brahmananda. Remember, Ramakrishna had divided Ananda into three. Vishayananda, extremely limited happiness. Then Bhajanananda, much more unlimited, but still limited, is the happiness that is derived from being a dharmic person by giving up adharma, by following the path of dharma. That is the meaning of Bhajanananda, not simply listening to some musical songs. Listening to some musical songs from persons who have got beautiful voices or who can play very wonderfully well, yeah, that all falls under Vishayananda only. So, who is the happiest person? Sarvadhani. This is being so graphically described in the Taittiriya Upanishad, about which I have mentioned. Taittiriya Upanishad has got three chapters. Middle chapter is called Anandavalli, Brahmavalli, or popularly Brahma Anandavalli, Brahmanandavalli. So, here it goes. Brahma Veda Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta சத்யம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் பரமே வியோமன் சோஹ சஹ அஷ்ணுதே சர்வான் காமான் சஹ. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? பிரம்மவித் பரமாப்னோதி. தி நோயர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் அட்டைன்ஸ் தி சுப்ரீம், விச் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் காட் பிரம்மன். ததேஷாபியுக்தா. அண்ட் ரிகார்டிங் திஸ் ட்ரூத், ஹியர் இஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் அதர் வேதாஸ். சத்யம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா. ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் பிரம்மன்? சத்யம், ட்ரூத். ஜானம், பியூர் நாலெட்ஜ். அனந்தம், தட் விச் இஸ் அன்லிமிட்டெட். தட் இஸ் தி டெஃபினேஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். அண்ட் வை டோன்ட் வி ரியலைஸ் இட்? இஃப் ஹீ இஸ் எவ்ரிவேர், இஃப் ஹீ இஸ் தி ஓன்லி திங், ஹவு இஸ் இட் வி நவர் சி சச் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ஆர் காட்? பிகாஸ் யோ குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம், he is deeply hidden in the cave. What is the cave? The heart. What is the heart? There is too much of darkness, avidya. But some people, they have turned their eyes inward and then they found out, oh, I have been searching life after life for you, but I thought you were somewhere, but I never knew that you are inside me, within me, all the time. Moko kaha dhunde re bande. Then he becomes one with that. Parame vyoman. In that pure spiritual space, he becomes one with Brahman. Then what is the good of? What result will he get? Saha, such a realized soul, sarvan kaman, brahmana saha, ashnuti. He enjoys all happiness. But why? How? Because he becomes all. It is only Brahmananda which is manifesting as tiny droplets of ananda through the sense organs, and it is very limited. But when we reach the ocean of Brahman, we become one with Brahman, like a drop being dropped into the ocean. By after that it attains the name of Brahman. Then along with Brahman, Brahmananda is enjoyed, is experienced. Such a person is called Sarvadhani. And then Taittiriya Upanishad also in the same says, so Shrotriyasya Akamahatascha. One who doesn't have akama, there are no desires. Aptakama, all the desires of such a person have been forever fulfilled. Shrotriyaha, he has realized the sentence of the Mahavakyas, Aham Brahmasmi. So a person who cultivates tranquility of mind and poise, neither afflicted by sorrow nor elated by joy, he never shrinks from anything agreeable or disagreeable, nor does he go after things which he likes, is never worried about what has happened in the past, nor does he pine for what he may not get. So there is a beautiful utterance of Mother Sita undergoing suffering at Lanka. Any time Ravanasura can come and kill Sita. So she was suffering from the pangs. Then she says, Dhanyaha khalu mahatmanaha munayaha satya sammataha jitatmanaha mahabhagaha esham nastaha priya priye. Those sages are fortunate to whom priya and apriya, likes and dislikes, are exactly the same. And she herself gives the reason why this is so. Priyanu sambhavet dukkham, apriyat adhikam bhayam. Attachment gives rise to sorrow, because anything we are attached to, dvaitam, it is mithya, it is agama paina, comes and goes. Nobody can have the same things without changing. Every millisecond, everything is changing. Even the sweetest thing, it is changing, undergoing change. Only we notice it accordingly after 1 hour, 1 day, or 10 years, or 20 years. And we ourselves are also changing. So, even if we are united with the most likable things, dear things, that gives rise to future unhappiness because of separation. Apriyat, and if we are united with that which we never like, which gives us unhappiness, adhikam bhayam, tremendous fear. How long am I going to suffer from this? That is why samadukha sukha swastaha samaloshtashma kanchanaha tulya priya priyo dhiraha tulya nindatma samstutihi. Again, what causes this pleasant and unpleasant? It is the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, and they are all in man's nature. And it is these which create likes and dislikes, and it is these which make us become affected by censure or praise, etc. But when one gets above these gunas, and that is our goal, that is called gunatita avastha. And it is this gunatita referred to Dharmaputra that makes Sarvadhani. With this last question and last answer about Sarvadhani Naraha, a series of questions put by the Yaksha comes to an end. Happily, Yaksha, having heard all these marvelous answers by Yudhishthira, was highly pleased. Then he makes this statement. Vyakhyataha Purusho Rajan Yascha Sarvadhani Naraha Tasmatvam Ekam Bhratrunam Yamichasu Jivatu. even though Yaksha stopped questioning, but his examining, testing Yudhishthira did not stop. So he says, I am so pleased. You have answered correctly. Vyakhyataha, Purushaha, Rajan, O King, Sarvadhani Naraha. That was my last question. And you have answered to my entire satisfaction. So I am going to give you a boon. What is it? Tasmat, therefore, Tam Ekam Bhratrunam Yam Ichas Jivatu. Choose one of your brothers whom you wish to be alive. I will make only one of your brothers alive. What did Yudhishthira do? Shyamo Eshaha Raktaksho Vrihatshalaha Iva Uthitaha Vyudhaha Uraskaha Mahabahu Nakulaha Yaksha Jivatu. And Yudhishthira chooses Nakula. He says, let this one, that is of darkest hue, whose eyes are red, who is tall like a large salad tree, whose chest is broad and arms are long, let this Nakula, my cousin brother, O Yaksha, he let him live, let him get up with life. See, Yudhishthira never said, "Arey fellow, you have made me answer for such a long time, nearly about 27 hours later, and then now you are so miserly, you are going to give only one bone." No, it is your grace. You want to give half a bone? Fine. One bone? Fine. Two bones? Fine. You have yourself offered. If I have to choose among my other four brothers, whom am I going to choose? Only Nakula. And Yaksha was further rejoining. So he says first about Bhima, then about Arjuna, about Sahadeva, and then says, Priyaste Bhimaseno, I am Arjuna Vaparayanam, Sa Kasmat Nakulo Rajan, Sa Patnam Jivamichasi. So this Bhimasena is dear unto you, as well as this Arjuna also is one upon whom all of you depend. Why, O Yudhishthira, do you wish a step brother to live, to get up with this life? Then this Yaksha is further tempting, testing. Yasya naga sahasrena tasa sankhena vaibalam tulyam tam bhimam utsrujya nakulam jivam ichasi. How can you, forsaking Bhima, whose strength is equal to that of 10,000 elephants, wish Nakula to live? Remember, all these questions were put in a forest. They were doing vanavasa. And as soon as this 13 years vanavasa is over, there is inevitably going to be a Kurukshetra war. And Yudhishthira requires the help of Arjuna, Bhimasena, Nakula, Sahadeva. So you could have this Nakula, Sahadeva not having so much of strength. But Bhima and Arjuna, at least one of them, you could have chosen. Some moral support would have been there. So further, Yaksha is telling, Tatha enam manujyaha prahu bhimasenam priyam tava atha kenanu bhavena sapatnam jevamichasi. People say that this Bhima was dear to you. I don't know. Yaksha is telling, he knows everything, but he is pretending. I don't know. I heard from people say that to you, Bhimasena is very near. From what motive then do you wish a step brother to revive? Why don't you ask Bhimasena? Yasya Bahubalam Sarve Pandavaha Samupasate Arjunam Tam Apahaya Nakulam Jivamichasi. Forsaking Arjuna, the might of whose arms is worshipped by all the sons of Pandu, why dost you wish Nakula to revive? So is putting further questions. What is the cause? What is the reason? What is the explanation? Why are you specifically choosing Nakula in spite of your being given a choice, your own choice? You know, Yudhishthira says, this is one of the most widely quoted popular shloka, especially half of that shloka. What does he say? Dharma eva hato hanti dharmo rakshati rakshitaha tasmat dharmam natyajami mano dharmo hato avadit. So he says, dharma eva hato hanti. If one destroys dharma, means doesn't follow, then they will be killed by that very adharma. Rakshitaha dharma rakshati. But if one observes dharma, that very dharma protects him. It is the greatest kavacha. the God himself is enveloping him, seeing that he doesn't come any harm. This is the one, dharma eva hato hanti dharmo rakshati rakshita, most popularly quoted, popular half shloka. Tasmat dharmam natyajami, I do not wish ever in my, not only in this life, in future lives also, to give up dharma. Mano dharmo hato avadhit, let dharma never kill me, never abandon me. That means I will follow dharma and I know dharma is going to protect me all the time. Then he says, anrusham siyam paro dharma paramartha chame matam anrusham siyam chikirshami nakulo yaksha jivatu. O yaksha, nakulaha jivatu, let nakula come out alive. Abstention from injury is the highest virtue and is, I think, even higher than the highest object of attainment. I endeavor to practice that virtue. Very humbly, Yudhishthira is telling, anrusham siyam, that is, doing good to others, welfare, not harming to others means doing good. Paro dharma is the supreme dharma, and it is supreme even to paramartha, atma tattva. This is my opinion. So therefore, chikirshami, I desire only one thing. What is it? Anrusham siyam. I want to do good and I never want to do any harm to anybody. Therefore, if this is my true motive, intention, you know everything inside and outside of me. Yaksha, O Yaksha, nakula hajivatu, let this nakula come back to life. Then further, Yudhishthira is telling, dharmashilaha sada raja iti maam manava viduhu swadharmat na chalishyami nakulo yaksha jivatu. O yaksha, let nakula come out alive. Why? I wish everybody to know in future. So this Yudhishthira, Raja Yudhishthira, sada dharmashilaha, always he is a follower of dharma. Iti, only thus manavaha maam viduhu, let people come to know, not Yudhishthira, not Dharmaraja, but a human being who never deviated from dharma. Let people come to know me about that. Therefore, swadharmat na chalishyami, I am not going to deviate from my dharma. And my dharma now is that I want my cousin brother, step brother to come out alive. Then he explains, where is the dharma here in asking for Nakula? He says, Kunti chaiva madri cha ve bharyetu pitur mama. My father had two wives. One is called Kunti, another is called Madhvi. Ube saputre syatam. Both of them have children. Vaiti me dhiyati matihi. That is why I am specially asking for Nakula. What is it? Yatha kunti tatha matri visesho nasti me tayoho. In my heart, I do not make the slightest distinction between the wives of my father. As my mother who gave me birth, Kunti, so also Madhuri is also my own mother. She is not a stepmother. I never make such a distinction. Matrubhyam samam ichyami nakulaha eksha jivatu. So I would like to treat both of them equally. Therefore, O eksha, let Nakula be alive. Why? Because I am alive among the sons of Kunti. Let one son like me, let one son of Madhuri also be alive. As Kunti is to me, so also is Madhuri. There is no difference between them in my heart. I desire to act equally towards my mothers. Therefore, O Yaksha, let Nakula live. Then Yaksha, highly pleased, he says, Yasyate arthascha kamascha anrushamsyam paramatam tasmate bhratara sarve jivantu bharatarshava. Hey Bharatarshava, you are one of the greatest kings. So, tasmat, therefore, sarve bhrataraha, te bhrataraha sarve jivantu. Let all your four brothers equally come back to life. Why? Because yasyate arthascha kamascha, it's more than wealth, மோர் தேன் ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் டிசைர்ஸ் அர்த்தா அண்ட் காமா. தர்மா ஹஸ் நாட் தர்மா அர்த்தா காமா, பட் அர்த்தா அண்ட் காமா ஆர் இன்ஃபீரியர் இன் யுவர் ஹார்ட். தர்மா இஸ் தி மோஸ்ட் சுப்பீரியர் ஆன் ரிஷம்சியம் அண்ட் யூ வாண்ட் டு ட்ரீட் எவ்ரிபடி வித் தி சேம் லவ்விங் ஐ. யூ நெவர் விஷ் எனி ஹார்ம் டு எனிபடி லிவிங் ஆர் டெட் பாஸ்ட் ஆர் ஃபியூச்சர். பரம் மதம், I understand it. I am so pleased. And let all your brothers come to life. With this, the Yaksha Prashnas are over. I'll just give you a small summary. Yaksha was pleased and revealed himself to Yudhishthira as his own father. And he is called Dharmaraja. He is called Yama Dharmaraja. So we have got very negative idea about Yama. One of the epithets of Yama is Dharmarajaha. He will never deviate. And in the Katha Upanishad we saw, he was a Brahmagnani. Why? Because only a knower of Brahman is a conqueror of death forever. So if Yama Dharmaraja has to be the god of over presiding over death, then he must not be subject to death. That's who is not subject to death? Only he knows, I am the eternal infinite Atman. For that there is no birth, there is no death. Though Yaksha Prashnas consists of a series of separate questions and answers given to each of them by Dharmaputra, there is a continuity in the central teaching which Vyasa had in view when he wrote this part of the Mahabharata containing the Yaksha Prashna. Let us remember, it was Vedavyasa who composed the Mahabharata. It was Vedavyasa who incorporated Bhagavad Gita in the Mahabharata. And it is the same Vedavyasa who also is teaching in the form of questions and answers the very essence of entire Bhagavad Gita. It is that the Veda is the fundamental pramana or authority for our life here and hereafter. Hence to the first question, remember, what is it that makes the sun rise? Yudhishthira replied, it is Brahman. It is Brahma that makes the sun rise. Brahma means Brahman, Brahma means Srishtikarta, Brahma means Veda. Veda is Shruti, Shruti is Pramana. And Nilakanta, he says, is of the opinion that this series of questions and answers, which he calls Prashnottara Ratnamalika, that is a garland of questions and answers, explains the true nature of the Atman. What is the essence of Ramayana? The knowledge that God alone is real. Everything else is nothing but God. Brahma Satyam Jagat Satyam. What is the essence of Mahabharata? Exactly the same thing. So, that is why everything is, the whole universe comes into being by the will of God. It runs as it is running now. Even though we may think devil is running the world, it is God who is the Sthiti Karta. Just as Srishti Karta, Sthiti Karta, Laya Karta also. So here Aditya means equivalent to Jivatma, and this Jivatma was created by Brahman, is a manifestation of Brahman, and that is a Leela of God, and he is slowly evolving into himself. Brahman as if is playing with himself, pretending that he is ignorant, and now he is slowly trying to understand that he is the knowledgeable person. So to attain this knowledge of the Atman, various dharmas which form all the disciplines necessary to be observed are clearly taught in the Yaksha Prashna. It is by the observance of these dharmas that one develops spiritual qualities like detachment, selflessness, non-injury, and looking upon everything as equal, etc., that the jiva, through slowly purifying his mind, attains Jivan Mukti, the liberation, which is the summum bonum of life. The person who leads his life with love for God and detachment towards the dualities of the likes and dislikes in the world, such a person, so he becomes a fit adhikari for sadhana, and he is possessed of all the great wealth. It is this same person who is described in the Bhagavad Gita at the end of the second chapter called Sthita Prajna. At the same time, a Bhakta in the 12th chapter, a Gunatita in the 14th chapter, and a Kshetrajna in the 13th chapter. So, the goal of life of man, according to the expression, is the attainment and the state of Jivan Mukti. Such a Jivan Mukta will be the most efficacious instrument for the good of mankind. He is a person who is concerned not only about his own salvation, but he is deeply interested in the spiritual welfare and the happiness of all mankind. That's why the Gita says that even a realized soul should act for the purpose of Loka Sangraha, Atmano Mokshartham, Jagat Hitaycha. But the difference between his actions and those who are not free is that his actions are inspired, guided by the Divine Lord who is sitting within his heart, and he doesn't have the slightest attachments or desires. He is a person who is called Aptakamaha. A careful and devotional reading of the Yakshaprashna will be of immense benefit to every Rastika who earnestly longs for knowledge and spirituality. Iti Sri Mahabharate Aranyake Parvani Araneya Parvani Yakshaprashna Samapta. Thus come to an end this series of discourses in the form of questions and answers, Prashnotara Rattamalika, in the Aranya Parva of the Mahabharata called Araniya Parva. And this is complete essence of Bhagavad Gita. You study Bhagavad Gita, you get the same understanding. You study the Yakshaprashna, you understand the same thing. Only there is some difference. And to me that difference is that this Yakshaprashna contains the greatest depth psychology that anybody can understand. And it is the grace of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda, and Mother Saraswati in the form of Holy Mother, that we have been able to complete this Yakshaprashna. And this is one of the discourses that has given me the greatest joy, I have to confess. And when I started it, I myself was puzzled at some of the questions. But as I went on pondering, thinking, studying, praying, meditating, new and new depths of meaning have come to me. Not only that, the connections between other scriptures, other Upanishads, especially Bhagavad Gita, etc., have come to my mind, and I hope that I could express to the best of my ability. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. We will decide soon what would be our next Thursday classes. Jai Ramakrishna.